Thank you for choosing to listen to this talk by Pastor Eddie, designed to develop you. We appreciate your interest in your personal development. This talk can help you in many ways, so pay close attention to the underlying principles in this message. As you listen, think about how you can use this message as part of your development process for you and your circle of influence. The first commitment that Pastor Eddie has is to grow you, because if he can grow you, he can grow your circle of influence. Now let's join Pastor Eddie as he teaches this all-important topic.
Go with me to Psalm chapter 15. I want to talk about godliness this morning, this afternoon. Psalm chapter 15. And then put your finger there. I think we should look at it. Psalm chapter 15. Put your finger in Psalm chapter 15. Maybe we should do First Timothy first. Right? Let's look at First Timothy. Put your finger in Psalm chapter 15. And then just move forward to First Timothy chapter 4. First Timothy chapter 4. Please keep in mind if you want to have a connect group in your home, let us know. We are believing God for 12 connect groups. Okay, places that people can go on during the week, meet together, share the word with one another, pray with one another for an hour. Okay, if you make yourself and your home available, trust me, before the end of this year, you are going to experience the hand of God. 1 Timothy chapter 4, I read verse 7, correct? Okay, verse 4. It says, have nothing to do with godless myth and old wives' tales. Rather, train yourself to be godly. Have nothing to do with godless myths and old wives' tales. Rather, train yourself to be godly. For physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. I particularly like the way King James puts it. Say verse 7. But refuse profane and old wives' fables and exercise yourself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profits little, but godliness is profitable unto all things. And so it ranks godliness alongside with bodily exercise. All right? And it says it's profitable unto all things. Let's look at Psalm 15. We'll come back to that text in a minute. I want to look at Psalm 16. This morning, we're talking about the effect of godliness this morning. You know, as we are waiting on the Lord, we are believing God, we are praying, there are things we are believing God for. We want God to touch us. We want God to make this year a great year. I said one of the things I love about New Year is that it is new. It is a blank canvas. We can decide how we want this year to pan out. We can decide. We have an opportunity to make this year a great year. And so, but in doing that, we cannot make this year a great year if we are not godly people. So I want to talk to you briefly about being godly, about being holy, about being like God, about having the character of God. All right? So as we are waiting on the Lord, there are certain things that we have to pay attention to. I want to ask ourselves some questions about, you know, about our standing and our right standing with God. We cannot ignore these things. If we ignore them, it will come back and bite us and haunt us and hound us. All right? So as Christians, there are certain things we must be familiar with. We must be familiar with God's nature, God's character, God's integrity, and above all, we are called to be like our Master Jesus, to be godly, just like our Savior. All right? So let's look at Psalm 15. It says, I love this psalm, and it gives us some properties or some character or characteristics of a godly person, so to speak. It says, Lord, who may dwell in your sanctuary? Who may dwell in your sanctuary? Who will stay in Zion? Is it the one who is present physically, or is there really a criteria to be in the sanctuary? It says, he is he who walk, whose walk is blameless. Who may dwell in the sanctuary? In other words, it's one thing to be in church, it's another thing to be in church. So you can be in church and you can be in Christ and not be in church and not be in Christ. And so the Bible lets us understand that there are certain things that after a while, there are certain things that God starts looking out for. Amen. There are certain things that we cannot help but address them. And I was saying that in the second service that you know there's the gift of righteousness, and then there is the workings of righteousness. The gift of righteousness is the righteousness we have when we profess Christ. We get born again, we profess Christ, and say the Bible says that's a bang. You know, 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, it says we now have the righteousness of Christ Jesus. He who knew no sin has become a sin for us. So that is a gift of righteousness. But then there is the workings of righteousness. So it's not just enough to get born again and when we are saved, and then we just sit this whole thing out. And so we come to church. So the Bible is saying that you can't sit this thing out. You can't sit out righteousness. In other words, I don't just expect you to have the gift of righteousness. I expect you to walk out your righteousness. And there are certain areas where we need to walk out our righteousness. And we'll define righteousness in a minute. But the Bible makes us very clear that before we define righteousness, there are certain areas where I need you to walk out your righteousness. In other words, I need you to understand that these certain things has to change. In other words, I know that you are in church, but I want you to be in church. I want to be in the sanctuary spiritually. But to accept you in the sanctuary spiritually, I have a set of criteria. You know, that's one thing that we don't want to understand at times. You know what? So does God pick and choose? You know, I will tell you the truth as your pastor. He does. Does God pick and choose? The truth is he does. He doesn't accept anything. And he will give you time and time, chance and chance again to adjust certain things so that he is comfortable, so that he is comfortable in your presence, just as you want to be comfortable in his presence. And so he gave us some criteria here. He says, Lord, who may dwell in your sanctuary? Is he everything? Is he everybody? Who may live in your holy mountain? Who do you really want to approach you? Whose prayer as a fast do you really want to hear? Whose conversation do you want to listen to? Who do you want to give your attention to? Who should dwell on your holy hill? And that is, who will you command to stand before you? Who will you like to engage? You know, how many of you want God to engage you? You know, God. Exactly. How many of you want to pray and the telephone lines to heaven is ringing engaged, you know? Ah, exactly. You don't want that. You know, every time you pick up the phone and call, you know, then this angel just sits on that line and he just go, pom, pom. How many find that really annoying? Pom, pom, pom. But you know, that some people, that's their prayer life. Yeah. For some people, their prayer life is like NHS 999. They come 4 hours late. Oh, okay. I shouldn't go politics now. Just do politics. Oh, that's Mac Nasty. You made me do that, Bola. Why you doing that? No, the NHS is good. We pray for the NHS that God will bless them in Jesus' mighty name. But I want Cameron back. No? No? Okay. We don't do politics. No politics. No politics. Okay. All right. Who may live in your holy hill? Look at what he says. He whose walk is blameless. He whose walk is blameless. Who may live on your holy hill? And who would you like to engage and dwell in your sanctuary? And he said, I don't want everybody. I don't want everybody. I don't need everybody. I know the people I want. I want the people whose walk is what? Blameless. whose walk is blameless and who does what is righteous. That is the person I want to, when they, every time they call, I pick up the phone and say, hello, darling. Yes, I got that prayer request. It's on its way. That's the one who's in the sanctuary. Who can dwell on your holy hill? The man that God allows to dwell on his holy hills, that's the one that has access to God. That's the one he says that before, while you are just speaking, your prayer request is churning out like bam, 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 bam. There's this flow, there's a dialogue. As you are waiting on the Lord, as we are waiting on the Lord, we have to pray for the grace to walk blameless. Walk blameless. I'm telling you. It says walk blameless so that there will be nothing wrong about the way you walk. Be careful how you live your life. As you go through the walks of life, walk in such a way that your walk is blameless. I remember a few years ago, I got a call from someone very important. I don't want to mention their name. And they asked me, say, well, is it true that Mr. XYZ did so, so, and so? What's your take on this matter? I said, why are we even having the conversation about Mr. XYZ being mentioned in this situation? The fact that you are asking me this question means that Mr. XYZ has no, his walk is not blameless. Do you understand what I'm saying? When we are looking for, is it true that this man stole money? If he's not a Christian, then let us consider the facts of the case. If he's a Christian, why is his name being mentioned? Do you understand what I'm saying? Why are we having this conversation? The fact that we are having this conversation means that his walk is not blameless. Why are we not talking about, why are we not saying, oh, is it true that he got an MBE? Right? Also, oh, yeah, that's a good one. Oh, yeah, he's done very well. Maybe. Remember Mr. Johnny? He sent his Twitter about the film before he came. Now, how many of you remember Johnny? You know what? You guys have to read newspaper. This because the Bible is not the only thing you should be reading. How many of you, Johnny now? The issue about the MBE, the guy who tweeted about the MBE before. Are you serious? Or is it kind of? Is it not Johnny? The rugby player now, Johnny now. Is it not Walker? Yeah, Wilkinson, Johnny Wilkinson. Yeah, Wilkinson. Okay, then I'm sure it's on him. Do you know what I'm talking about? Wilkinson, I remember Wilkinson? Yeah? You don't know? Look, my friend, look, it's, go to skynews.com/newspaper review. You have to catch up. How are you going to pray about this nation when you don't know what's going on now? Okay, let me bring you up to speed. Mr. Wilkinson thought he was going to be given an MBE. And then he tweeted about it before he got the letter. Oh, ouch. And you know, mommy doesn't like those kind of things, you know. Mommy doesn't like those kind of things. You do that, mommy, I'm sure his name was on that list. Mm-hmm. But he acted. Eh? But I won't blame Wilkinson. Right? But we are talking about his name on a good cause. And the fact that we are even talking about him now is a good thing. So it means he's done something. Did Pastor Lee get an MBE? The fact you have, is he a rumor? Is that a rumor? Is it true? That's a good thing, isn't it? But did he steal money? Why are we trying to find out whether it's true or false? How did your name? Why are we mentioning your name? That's what he's saying. Walk blameless. Why are we having this conversation? Is it true? Is it true that Vivian said this, and then Vivian said that Vivian said did not say that Vivian said what Vivian said? Why are we having this conversation? Walk blameless. Did you hear that the prince's friend is a pedophile? So is the prince involved? Why are we talking about the prince and pedophilia? Don't you? For us, the judgment is different. In our own judgment, we're not following facts. We should not even smell your name around there. He said, these are the people I want to walk, to be in my holy hill. They walk blameless. They walk blameless. Their activities should not be questionable. Do you understand? It's not whether it is right or not. Is we consider, is it maybe or no? We don't have room for maybe or maybe not. Your name should not be, your name should not even be mentioned. How can light and darkness cohabit? So why are we having this argument and your name is popping up? Why is it popping up? It shouldn't pop up. It should only pop up when there are good deeds to talk about. Praise the Lord. So he said, these are the people I want on my holy hill. I want people who walk blameless. And they do acts of righteousness. It's not my eyes. It's the light. Isn't it? Yeah. It says, he whose walk is blameless and who does what is righteous. He does what is righteous. Not that he has the gift of righteousness. He does what is righteous. He does what is right. That is, he walks out his righteousness. And then we see it. Righteousness is not docile. Righteousness is not molten magma hiding somewhere under the mountain somewhere. No. He does what is righteous. This is the man I want to accept his fast. This is the man I want to hear his prayers. This is the man, his telephone lines to me will not be engaged when he's in trouble. He has to walk uprightly and he has to do the works of righteousness. Are you with me this morning? And then he now says something else. He said, who speaks the two? There's the walk, and then there's his words. He says, who speaks the truth from his heart and has no slander on his tongue? Who does his neighbor no wrong? Just kill all of us. Let's go to heaven. Just kill all of us. Let's go to heaven. You understand? Oh, I like this one. He says backbite. Oh, yeah, they have backbited. Exactly. Oh, man is too posh. Yeah, I like this one. He that backbited not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor take up a reproach against his neighbor. Your walk, your words, they count. Your walk, your words, they count. What you say is, and I like what he says there. He said, backbite. He said, nobody is there. He said, yes, the angel is there. The angel is there to disqualify you. The angel is there to make sure that your line is engaged whenever you... After doing the backbiting, right? Then go and pray. You can't stay on my holy hill. He said, you can't talk like that and stay on my holy hill. You can't talk like that and then come and sit in my sanctuary. He said, you can sit and have the building, but I won't be there. You can sit. He said, you have the building, but my presence is out. God is interested in the way you use your tongue. You have license to use it, I know, but he's interested in what you say. What you say is very, very important. Is a very important part of your spiritual development. What you say, some people, it is not there. It is not the devil plaguing them. Jehovah is kicking them out of the sanctuary because their mouth is too nasty. They bite, they leave. It's a pound of flesh. They chuck every. Is it what you call it? Can it? Pastor Femi, come. You know some people. You know, it's a bag bite. Some people, you know, they can bite and then they go. but some other people, when they catch a Christian like this, they don't just bite and go away. They just lick this. And they follow the man about. Can you imagine that? Bad attitude. He said, thank you very much, Pastor. He said, you can't live like that. You live like that. I don't want you on my hill. I don't want you on my holy hill, and I won't accept you in the sanctuary. So for most people, nothing, it's not the devil. Jehovah has had enough. Oh, we laugh too much. Where's my Bible? No, seriously. I'm telling you. For some people, the devil is not the devil. And his man, he's crying. I said, why are you crying? He said, these Christians, they've lied against me for too long. He said, please tell your people, they are lying against me. They are doing my job for me now. I say I'm the king of lies, but these people, I think I'm ready to submit my crown to them. Yeah. Now, Ecclesiastes says something. He says, say not before an angel is an error. Even in your, did you know that for some people, the test of your spiritual development is to have a one-hour conversation with somebody else that will not involve third party. Try it. You will run out of what to say after 5 minutes. They say, hey, well done. Well done. Say, well done to you. Well done to you. Well done. Some can try it. Let me even shock you. Most couples can't even try it. Most couples, their marriage is void and filled with what they say about other people. They have no life in themselves. They have no life. There's nothing. There's no. The marriage itself is barren of friendship. So they fill it with chaff. You know what chaff is? Things that have to do with third party that has no productive bearing on their own life. So when you do that, Jehovah himself, he has to run. That's wrong. You walk blameless. You walk righteousness. He said, man, take off your tongue. Take off your tongue. Take care of your tongue. Take care of your tongue. I say, you speak the truth from your heart all the time. You speak the truth from your heart. For some Christians, speaking the truth is a very hard thing for them to do. And some just lie for no reason. There's no reason. You're an adult. Nobody can beat you. Are they going to flog you? Okay, maybe it's childhood trauma. You know, childhood trauma. Maybe they flogged you so much that is it may be time. I'm telling you. I'm saying all this so you know. So when we are fasting, God, give me a house. Oh, God, give me a car. Oh, God. What is, oh, God, give me a house? Have you seen a father who does not know how to give good things to his children? That's a bad father. I have never prayed for a car, a house. You see, I have one particular weakness. I don't know how to take care of myself. I have one, that's my weakness. I don't know how to take care of myself. If I have to get myself anything, I will analyze and criticize and analyze that because it's the beneficiary, right? So if you tell myself, for example, go out, get this. Oh, this is, what is this? Yeah, hard drive. Okay, this is a hard drive. Eddie, get yourself a hard drive. I will look at the hard drive. Yeah. How much is it? It's £60. Okay, I have to buy it. I'll come back. Come back again, look at the hard drive. Okay, yeah, I'll pay. I'll buy it. I'll come back again the following year. Well, yeah, because it's for me, personally. But if you tell me that, you know, we can buy this hard drive for DJ. Will it be of good use to him? Yeah, immediately. So it's a weakness. I don't know how to buy things for myself. So I don't know how to demand things for myself. I've never done it. It's not good. I don't know how to do it. Right? Again, that's also God also brings people who will remember me and get me stuff. Does that make sense? Why was I telling you this story now? Yeah? Asking God for?
You don't need to ask
God. You don't need. Think about it. Why is your prayer? Why is our prayer full of, oh, get me the house, get me the job, get me this one? You don't think if you need that? Get the message of the first service. And I was telling you, I was teaching about the reason why you and the church should be successful. Get the first message. Our executive service. First service. Go on, get that one. Yeah. Now listen very carefully. Don't you know that God, it's in the interest of God to give you these things? How many of you parents does your child have to negotiate a feeding bottle? Where's the baby here? Yeah, the kids, they've all gone. How many of you? He said, mom, I need them. Mom, can I have McDonald's? Okay. McDonald's. Oh. Jada. McDonald's. Oh. Jada, do you understand the history of the McDonald's? You understand? Yeah? Jada, you understand the history of McDonald's? The composition of the nutrients of the do you? Yeah? And then the poor girl will go. Yeah, that's not how God works. Please, listen. If you understand what I'm talking about, what you get from God will be increased. Yeah? You know why? I live in a zone where I say, I trust you. If I need it and you think I deserve it, you will give it to me. There's no struggle in that. And that does not require, I have bought houses, I have bought cars, I have changed jobs on that principle alone. Oh, I'm telling you, look, prosperity is not God's problem. But where you need to, where your greatest prayer life, prayer point should be, do not give me red card in your sanctuary. Do not give me red card in your sanctuary. Allow me stay on your holy hill. Because if I stay on your holy hill, you will hear me. And then you will cover me with your wings. You will protect me. So don't give me red card on your holy hill. And he said, well, I won't give you red card if you walk in a certain way and talk in a certain way. But there's a way you will talk that will make me, either you leave or I leave, but we can't stay together. That's a Christian faith. So the fact that you have tongue as long as a crocodile does not mean that you can lash anybody the way you feel like. It doesn't mean. You have no right to use that tongue. Maybe before you met Jehovah. That's why what we call freedom, there is no freedom. There is no freedom. They say we are free in Christ. Are you? You are free in Christ? You call this one freedom? No. The day we get born again, we are bound to Christ. And then we submit our licenses to him. He said, I have tongue. Yeah. He said, but I give you conditions. You use that tongue in a certain way. If not, you can have the world, but I'm out of here. So you choose. And the moment he's out of there, the devil has you. One, your prayer is blocked. No backup from heaven. Remember Daniel, right? He said, from the moment you prayed, he said that your prayers were released, but the prince of Persia, right? What did he do? Stop that prayer. He said, I called for reinforcement to free out your line so as to make that thing, so as to deliver on that after 21 days. 21 days. These 21 days is for delivery of certain things for this year. But don't block it. Don't block it. Are you with me? He said, who does his neighbor no wrong and casts no slough on his fellow man? Who despises a vile man, but honors those who fear the Lord, who keeps his oath even when it hurts? in whose eyes a vile man is condemned. All right? But honors those who despises a vile man. People you know that are not walking in godly ways, people you know are doing the wrong things, don't praise them. Don't associate with them. Don't try and be like them. Distinguish yourself. Don't try and talk like them. You know, I remember when my son is back to school now, so I can talk about him. You know, I remember one day, you know, woke up one morning, you know, he bought his jeans, you know, and then the jeans wasn't up, it wasn't down. I wasn't sure what it was. And then he came out and then he was walking like this, you know, I was walking like that. I said, Asha, what is this? I said, what? What kind of style is this? Half of his bum is outside. And then that pant, we are sharing it. It's my. That one looks like my. Is that mine? Is it? But it's the same color. I said, but why are you walking like that? And he said, and then he was, you know. And then he wear that thing, and then his bum will be outside. And I found that it was sagging. I don't know if you remember the days of sagging. Yeah? Oh, is this it? Is it on? So, I thought, it was working like that, you know. When you sag, you know, and you put it up, and then you like that. And he said, how do you do the work? How do you do that work? You know, I call him, I say, I said, man, look, what are you doing? I said, why are you dressing like this? He said, but dad, I like it. I said, no, you don't like it. He said, I like it. I said, but that's what we wear now. I said, that's not what you wear now. I said, Asha. I said, this is called sagging. I said, you can't sag. I said, you can't fit in. I said, you don't deserve to sag. If you want to sag, go to Brixton. Go to the inner city of Jan. That's where he sag. I said, look at you. You say you are sagging. I said, your father drives a Mercedes. You live in a 5-bedroom house. Bungalow, Asha. When you be sagging, they will never accept you. You fake. And he looked at me and said, I said, yes, you're a fake gangster. I am a fake gangster. I said, look at you. He said, you call yourself a gangster. You sagging. You wake up in the morning, you come down and say, Mom, can I have conflict? I have conflict. You have conflict. Like, with a big son, you are a gangster. What kind of gangster? And I drive you to school every day. But my Mercedes. Drive you to school every day. And then you say you are sagging. What am I saying? He said, this is a question we have in my household. See, a pastor is a human being and a father. I'm telling you. I said, look, the same thing. He said, don't associate with vile people. Don't try and be like them. Don't even when nobody is watching you. Don't stand before the mirror and be twerking like, Stop doing that. Yes, you can't do that. Don't hang around with vile people. There's nothing interesting about Kim Kardashian or what her name is. There's nothing interesting about the way Beyonce portrays herself or Arita or what's her name is. Or that black one I cannot put on her clothes. What's the other one's name? Exactly. There's nothing vile. So don't touch them. Don't even imagine you being like them. You don't even need their wealth. It says don't honor vile people. He said, but honor those that fear the Lord. Don't honor Rihanna and they come and abuse your ministers. Yeah? Don't honor Beyonce and then tell your, and then, Femi, how now? God bless you. And he said, what are you doing? Don't honor Kanye West. And you can say, Deji, how now? Deji. Because we were there when they named him. Hey, don't do that. Don't do that. So you honor those in the household of God. Vile people, he said, don't even look at them twice. They have nothing to offer you. They are on their pathway fast to hell. I said, he that sweareth to his own heart and change not. You know something? Did you take this thing? No, 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 no. True to God. No, 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 no. But you know you did. And then you are saying, no, 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 violently. No, no. Did you do this thing? No, I didn't. No, I didn't. No, I didn't. God sees my heart. He said, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? He said, you do that. He said, I will kick your backside out of the sanctuary, and I wouldn't even admit you in my holy hill. And let me see where your prayers are going to. That's your time. Let us pray. I want to lift up our hands and just begin to appreciate God and say, Lord, here I am today. I need your help. I want you to pour out your spirit upon me. I want you to draw me close. I want to honor you with my life. I want to qualify and deserve to be in your sanctuary. I want to rest spiritually on your holy hill. Come on, pray. 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 Commit yourself to God today. Say, Lord, I commit my spiritual journey, my spiritual life into your hands. Help me walk blamelessly. Help me do righteousness. Help me speak the truth from my heart always. Let me not slander with my tongue and do my neighbor no wrong. Let me not cast law on my fellow man and despise a vile man. Help me walk away from that man and that woman who is vile. But release a grace upon me, O God, to honor those who fear you. Those whose hearts are open to your word. Heavenly Father, we pray, O God, today. We pray individually and we pray as a church. And you preserve us. Preserve us. Preserve us. Preserve us, O Lord. Protect our walk with you. Ensure our walk with you as you have already done with the blood of Jesus. But above all, Lord, grant us the grace to work out our salvation. Work out our salvation, Father. Because the Bible says that bodily exercise profit little. He said, but godliness is profitable unto all. Father, we just thank you, Lord, today. Thank you for the grace to wait upon you, the grace to fast these 21 days. Thank you, Lord, for the delivery and supplies from heaven. Jehovah, we adore you. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Please, you may be seated.
Thank you for joining us for today's talk. Now, just think. Through Pastor Eddie's Building Your Future coaching and mentoring agency, you can experience these lessons monthly, packed with quotations, thought-provoking illustrations and stories, all usable in your personal development program. Visit us at www.byf.org.uk to join Building Your Future, which sets the leadership standard for ministry and marketplace. Pastor Eddie treasures the opportunity to be your personal mentor each month, all year long. Thank you again for joining us for this talk. We look forward to you joining Building Your Future as part of your personal growth program in becoming the best you can possibly be.